Behold the tabernacle of God with men, and he will dwell with them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of dedication of Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. In the old days, Christians from all parts of the world used to come in crowds to Rome to make a pilgrimage to this holy church. They did this because being dedicated to Saint Peter, this church is like a rock of our Catholic faith and the holy place of the sepulchre of this prince of the apostles. The first one who made this pilgrimage was Emperor Constantine the Great in the 4th century, who came to make the homage to the burial place of Saint Peter and ordered the basilica to be built. Because this feast is in our universal calendar, we can all together today make in spirit the pilgrimage to this holy church. Children, no matter how big or small a church building is, it is a place of worship for Christians to pay their respect to their Creator and to fulfill their Sunday obligation. Compared to the basilica, our own church is very small, but the Holy Mass is said here for the benefit of all you children, your parents, and all the congregation, giving us comfort and shelter from the sorrows and dangers of the world. Sometimes a church building can be a sanctuary from even physical harm. There is a little town in Iceland named Vík í Mýrdal, which is located right next to a huge glacier. This glacier lies on top of a volcano named Katla, and an eruption of this volcano would melt enough ice to make an enormous flood, which would wipe out the whole town. And the town's church, located high on a hill, is believed to be the only building that would survive such a flood. And because of this, the townspeople are trained to rush to the church at the first sign of a volcano eruption. The church which is located there now is very new, but there is an old Icelandic legend how the old church there was once built by an elf. A certain farmer once lived at Reynir in Vík í Mýrdal. He was ordered by the bishop to build a good church, but the farmer had so much difficulty in getting enough timber before the haymaking season, and then so much trouble in finding proper builders, that he feared he should be unable to finish the work before the winter. One day, as he was walking in his field, thinking sadly over the matter, and what would he say to the bishop, a strange man, whom he had never seen before, met him. The man offered him his services in building the church, declaring that he could do it all by himself, without any other workman. The farmer asked him what payment he would ask of such labor. The man made the following condition. If he would finish the church before the winter, the farmer should either find out his name before he had finished, or else give him his son, who was then a little boy of 6 years old. The farmer thought these easy terms enough and gladly consented to them. So the strange builder set to work and worked by day and by night, speaking but little to anybody, until the church rose beneath his hands as quickly as if by magic, and the farmer plainly foresaw that it would be finished even before the haymaking was over. But by this time the farmer was very far from feeling glad, and the end of the church building was so near. For no matter what he did, ask whom he would, and search the country round as he would, and had done, he could not find out the name of his quick-handed builder. Still the church went on, not a bit slower than his anxiety. The fall came and the church was almost finished. One day, the last day of the work, the farmer happened to be wandering outside his field, wailing in deep grief over what now seemed to be the heavy price he would have to pay to his master builder, when he threw himself down upon a grass mound which he came to. And he had scarcely lain there a minute when he heard someone singing. Listening, he found that the voice was that of a mother lulling her child, and came from inside the mound upon which he had flung himself down. This is what the song said: "Soon will thy father Finnur come from Reynir, bringing a little playmate for thee here." And these words were repeated over and over again. But the farmer, who had guessed that this must be the place where the elf named Finnur lived, started up and ran with all speed, his heart filled with joy, to the church. There he found the builder just nailing the last plank over the altar. And he said, "Well done, friend Finnur. My, how soon have you finished your work?" No sooner had these words passed his lips than the elf Finnur, letting the last plank of the altar fall from his hand, vanished and was never seen again. You see, children, the church building is the work of a man, or an elf in this case. Our church of St. Gertrude was built by men, though. I think it was Mr. Soley who carved and finished that fine altar. But the churches are always built in honor of Almighty God and in order to show our reverence and love for our Heavenly Father. So, children, stay always frequent visitors to the house of God. Of course, most importantly, fulfilling your Sunday obligation. But remember Jesus, who lives here in the tabernacle on other days of the week as well. Never become a stranger to your own dear church, because the one who remembers God's church on earth will be remembered by God in heaven. God bless you.